There's a famous hadith, well-known hadith that we hear via the ulama ikram, via the scholars, in which the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned and presented the reality of this dunya to us. And the meaning of this hadith is such that himself, the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tells his blessed companions that, is there such a person who walks across water, e.g. on a river, across a river, and his feet don't get wet? That he walks across the river or upon water and his feet don't get wet? And the blessed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know better and best. But it seems to us that, of course, when a person walks across water, then obviously his feet will get wet. Definitely they'll get wet. Then the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said then, that a person who lives in the world, can it be that he lives in the world and doesn't commit sins? He doesn't get stuck in the sins? And this was the hint that this dunya, this world, is a collection of khair and shar, good and bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his hikmah has created this world. And if he wanted, he could have just instilled khair upon khair, goodness upon goodness in the world, and nobody would do bad. Or there could be just bad in this world and no goodness. But this is our test, this is the challenge, and upon this is promotion, upon this is the hereafter. Shar and khair, to understand good and bad, to take hold of khair and to shun the shar, the evil, the bad things. Look, we know that maybe there is the moisture and it is wet across the water. How can it be we go across that and we don't get wet? The same way, there is dirt. There are bad impurities in the world. But we have to live here, and we are living here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, and we know how we should avoid the dirt and the contamination so that we don't get affected. So Allah ta'ala definitely has put the qualities within the earth for us to save ourselves from this. So we cannot make excuses that Allah has made the world like this, so what can we do? This just full of attractions and temptations and sin. What can we do? This is not possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the strength and capacity that we can save ourselves. And if we just sit down, arms and legs folded, that there's just sin upon sin and bad things around us in environment and society, and we're just going to carry on doing bad and commit the sins. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran Hakim with regards to this, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ سَرِعُ الْعِقَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Rabb, He is your Lord, and very quickly He will punish those. سَرِعُ الْعِقَابِ. Allah ta'ala says very quickly, very soon, عَذَاب will come, punishment will come. Now here, the situation is that we have the dunya, and we live in the world, and obviously there's a lot of sins and contamination, and a human being commits the sins. He gets stuck in the dirt sometimes with the hand to sin, with the eyes, with the tongue. Different ways of sinning. And on the other side, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Sari'ul iqab. That very soon you will get the punishment for the sins. Oh, this looks strict. This is strict. That we're stuck. We have to do the sins. We're stuck in the trap of sins. And on top of that, the knock is coming at the door that there will be a severe punishment. Not just what you sin once and that's it. Oh, okay, you know, we'll take the pain. Okay, then you carry on passing the time. What will happen? With every sin, there will be punishment. A person cannot be saved. And Allah Ta'ala's punishment is proper punishment in the Akhirah. So what are we prepared for? Let's think. Okay, let's do this then. Should we commit the sins and nothing will happen? No. Allah Ta'ala says, no, sari'ul iqab. I will give the punishment also. So what we realize from these two things is that Allah Ta'ala is telling us that the world, the dunya, is a bad place, there in the sense that sins can be committed and there is bad influence around, and then there will be punishment for these. So definitely there must be a way, a method in which we can save ourselves from the bad effects. No, but Allah Ta'ala has hinted that most definitely insan, the human being, can be saved if he so desires. If he so desires, he can become purified. And what is that thing that will give him this? Do we need this or not? Tell me. There are two paths. or either the world that we, the life we're passing, otherwise I'm speaking about myself and you are mashallah pious, you know the sins that I'm committing or the impurities that are stuck with me, I carry on continuing like that, that's fine, I'm eating, drinking, the rest of the dunya is doing the same, what difference does it make if I do it? Allah says, Sari'ul Iqab. Not just this that I will punish, but Allah says, very soon the punishment will come. Allah Ta'ala is speaking to me, whoever reads the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is addressing himself. That person who's reading. So if I'm reading Quran, who's Allah Ta'ala addressing? Me. If we are listening to Quran, Allah's addressing us. If I'm reading Quran, Allah's addressing me. What sin? Allah says, commit the sin. But remember, the punishment is attached to that action. And it's severe. Then, what shall we do, Allah? What shall we do? How do we get away from this? Allah says, seek the solution. So if we get the solution, will you implement it? Inshallah. Put your hands up if you will implement it. Because this is a severe question. And we should have our hands up because we want to be saved from that punishment. So should we be in this situation or not? Then listen carefully, attentively. Are you all prepared? Will you do this? Will you get up before this? You will implement this, won't you? Yes. So what does it say in this verse? Surah An'am. One of the verses from this surah. Allahu Akbar. First, what does Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala say? Inna Rabbaka Sari'ul Iqab. Allah says that your Rabb, your Lord will give a severe punishment quickly, soon. And upon your deeds of sins, you will get punishment. And further, Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Subhanallah. Our Lord. So Allah Ta'ala has given solution. Allah Ta'ala says that you can commit the sins if you are committing them. But Allah Ta'ala says, you accept that I created this world. And there is totally the possibility you will commit the sins. You slip, your foot slips. And you pray salah, you do hajj, you give zakat, then you do bad actions, then you do sins again. Okay, they're on their side. But the banditry that you're carrying out, there will be punishment attached to this, isn't it? But Allah says, إِنَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ I'm غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ لا. Allah Ta'ala says that there's a condition here. Allah Ta'ala says that Allah totally, definitely, most definitely, what is Allah? Allah Ta'ala says, I give you the solution. Hi, subhanallah. إِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Allah Ta'ala says that close your eyes, that wrap up the sins and say, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. And this is tawbah. What is this from the tongue? Allah, please forgive me. Wa innahu la ghafurur rahim. Allah Ta'ala says that if your sins mount up to the heavens and all of the stealing and bad actions and banditry and being awful to others, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever actions you've got, one punishment of one sin, if we see in the Akhirah, in the hereafter, what we will get, we cannot imagine. Fire, the fire of Jahannam, punishment, Allahu Akbar. Let's leave that, let's go further, because we're talking about Rahmah, Allah's mercy. Very severe punishment. We think it's a small sin? Small sin? Allah, a person, he doesn't realize when he waggles his tongue and says wrong things, where will he reach after saying the wrong thing? To which locality has he reached and the punishment? This tongue, it destroys a person. It eliminates all of his high status and rank. It destroys him, eliminates his status and rank as a good person. The tongue, the misuse of the tongue is so dangerous. But we don't realize. We don't realize. We think it's just a small thing. There's nothing to it. How Allah Ta'ala is saying that very severe punishment and very soon will it come. What is Allah Ta'ala saying here? Sari'ul Iqab. And there's a hint here. Let's listen carefully. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you punishment quickly. So Allah says, do tawbah quickly. Do tawbah quickly. I'll give you quick punishment. So Allah Ta'ala says, there's no time to wait. When you hear, you realize, what do you do? What must you do? Straight away, sari'. Allah says, as quickly as I said, I will give adab. In the same way, you should do tawbah quickly, quickly. Beware, do not delay this. Do not delay the tawbah. When you understand and realize and Allah's doors of mercy are open, you have an opportunity, you understand you've done wrong, then straight away put your hands up. Straight away and say, Allah, please forgive me. Allah, please forgive me. Sari'ul Iqab. And this is what comes out of this. And what do we do? Oh, Allah, we'll do it, no problem. Oh, the time will come. Okay, after Hajj, I will repent. Oh, after this action, I'll do it. Oh, when another time comes, I'll repent. How we're delaying. Allah says, Sari'ul Iqab, that upon our heads, the adab is present. It's hovering, it's waiting. May Allah forgive. When a person departs with the sins, then the punishment will start from the death time. Adab, the punishment starts at the time of death, straight after death. The things that were wrapped around us, sins, we are drowned. and the whole of Jahannam is waiting, full of the sins and the people who have sinned. Allah Ta'ala says, just one word you have to say, Ya Allah, please forgive me, Ya Allah, please forgive me. That's all you have to say. Allah Ghafoor. And then Allah says, wait for my Rahmah, my mercies, my Fadl, my Ghafooriyat, my forgiveness. You have to ask. What do we say? I'll come and pray sometimes, brother. Oh, Allah is Ghafoorul Raheem. Subhanallah. You mean don't pray and Allah is Ghafoorul Raheem? We say this, don't we? Brother, don't do these bad actions. Oh, Allah is Ghafoorul Raheem. It's okay. Oh, don't do this action. This will lead to a bad conclusion. No. Allah is Ghafoorul Raheem. How easily, so light we take this situation. How we ignore and our hearts. What is the connection between us and Allah? Oh, Allah is Ghafoorul Raheem. It's okay. Just carry on doing it. Is this the meaning of Ghafoorul Raheem? Is this the meaning? No. This is not the meaning. وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ When we say, Allah, forgive us, when we ask for forgiveness, only then will the maghfirat come, the forgiveness come. That is when we bow, we submit, we regret, we have remorse, and we say, Allah, we know we're going to get punished, and we shouldn't have done this, and I did this action, and I shouldn't have done this action, I won't be saved, the punishment's present. So what is our job is to ask. Our job is to do what? Ask. And we keep on doing it. Allah is Ghafoorul Raheem. Allah is Ghafoorul Raheem. Keep on sinning. Do as many sins as you want. Allah is Ghafoorul Raheem. Na'udhu billah. And we'll go with all of the sins. And Allah, we think, we'll say, oh, I'm so happy you've come with the sins. And due to your sins, I'll give you paradise. Is this what we are saying is going to happen? That keep on sinning. And when we die and go to Allah, Allah will be happy with us and Allah will give us Jannah on a plate. No, this is not the meaning of Ghafoorul. Allah says that this action is this punishment, this action is this punishment, this action is this punishment. And I'm sitting in this situation, this condition. And if I then say, Allah, forgive me, Allah says, I am Ghafoorul Raheem. Such a forgiveness, Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala says, I purify that insan in such a way, when you ask for forgiveness, just like you were born from the womb of your mother at that time, a newborn baby, Allah says, I purify you so much when you ask for repentance. So much. And forgiveness, the person who asks for forgiveness, when the tears come out of his eyes, they cool the fire of Jahannam. Imagine this, it's so beautiful and so strong and powerful. And here, why don't we ask for forgiveness? And here Allah Ta'ala gives a hint, وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَإِنَّهُ. Here, let's focus on this point. Bil yaqeen. Allah Ta'ala says, most definitely you have to ask me for repentance. Allah says, I'll forgive you. Why don't we ask for forgiveness? Because we don't have yaqeen. We don't have certainty. We don't have that belief. Allah is Khaliq. He's the owner, the creator. He knows about us. He knows that what will stop this person from tawbah? The whispering of shaitan, the whispering from somewhere. He doesn't have yaqeen, have certainty. If we had yaqeen and belief in Allah Ta'ala's words and the hereafter and punishment of hellfire, so when we go towards sins, we say, oh, forget repenting. What's the point of repenting? If I repent, what will happen? How will I live my life in the world and my upkeep and my wealth, and I'll have to leave these actions and I'll have to leave that action, I'll have to commit these actions? And this is called a person devoid of the belief. Allah Ta'ala says, what's stopping you and not allowing you to come to me quickly? And you are waiting for the punishments. وَإِنَّهُ. In reality, Allah Ta'ala says that your yaqeen has ended. Shaitan has enveloped you, enwrapped you. And shaitan's whispering is very powerful. While you're walking, talking, the shaitan's whispers, they deviate you. Your du'as won't be accepted. Your ibadat's not being accepted. Your salah's not being accepted. Why are you praying to Allah and praying to Allah? He says to the man and the woman. And that person, she or he, they get scared. Oh, I used to pray. I used to ask from Allah and they didn't accept. Allah didn't accept my du'as. This is whispering of shaitan. Well, straight away say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Straight away, if you're doing ibadah and you're worshipping and you're making effort, then have yaqeen that Allah, you are definitely accepting my ibadah. Allah, you are accepting my worship. Allah, you are listening to me. Allah, you gave me the ability to practice, so of course you will accept my practice. Be hopeful. And this dua, this prayer I'm making, Allah, you will accept. I've raised my hands. How can it not be that Allah will not accept this in his court? So who deviates us? The whispering of shaitan, influence of shaitan. So that poor soul, man and woman, brother or sister, they say, oh, there's no point doing this action. I need to stop practice. There's nothing that's promoting me, accelerating me. My friends, who is whispering into our ears? Allah Ta'ala has given us the methodology. We are standing to pray. He's told us pray, we've come to pray. He's told us to prostrate, we are prostrating. He's told us recite Quran, we are reciting Quran. He said, do dhikr of Allah, we are doing dhikr of Allah. We are doing this according to our capacity and strength and ability. So where's this whispering of shaitan come from? This is not accepted, that is not accepted, this is wrong. Allah Ta'ala, if He has given us the ability to practice, then obviously He will accept, most definitely will accept. So never go backwards due to the whispering of shaitan. This is the whispering and influence who wants to stop you, refrain you, make you stop. So when a person goes towards tawbah, repent, or shall I do repentance from this? Then the whispering of shaitan will come. What will the world say? Then you'll have to do this action. Then you'll have to change yourself. Then you'll have to leave this and that. And you'll have to do this and that. He's not looking at this point. That within all of this, in opposition to this, we say that I will have to leave this action, I'll have to leave this sin, and I won't be able to go towards this temptation. But think, by leaving the sin, what will Allah give to us? What will Allah give to us? Tell me. What is the loss in this? We don't think this, that where are we going? After a little while, Allah Ta'ala says, Sari'ul Iqab. So what is within this? There are two directions that we get within this. That when a person goes towards repentance, then at the time of tawbah, at least, minimum, number one, don't worry about the sins you've committed before. Don't cry over them and keep looking back over them. And don't come into the whispering of shaitan. Don't listen to his advice. And don't plan too much long term. How will I do this after I leave this sin? I won't be able to fulfill my promise to Allah. Then I won't be able to be steadfast. I won't be regular. Don't worry. If Allah is making you do tawbah, at least at this time all the sins are being forgiven. Inshallah, in the future Allah will forgive the sins as well. At least take the advantage today. Benefit today. And see tomorrow when tomorrow comes. Take the benefit now. Allah has given you a chance. Go, I've forgiven you. At least get that stamp of approval now today that Allah, you forgave me that day. You are forgiven. At least take advantage of that stamp on that day. So should we do this or not? Of course we should. Totally don't get scared. Don't fear. I won't be able to practice. If I repent today, I'll have to become a goody two shoes. And I won't be able to be steadfast and stay on the right path all the time. Don't think like this. Doesn't matter how much of a sinner I am. Or you are. Or whoever is listening. Or whatever. Whoever thinking of doing tawbah. Doesn't matter how much of a sinner that person is. Go towards the repentance. And then after forgiveness, Allah doesn't put no condition on forgiveness. That if you did too many sins, I won't forgive you. Or you'll have to pay this fine. Or you'll have to do this action. No. Normally the courts in the world, they impose a fine or imprisonment or community punishment, etc., community service. But Allah Ta'ala's court says nothing. You have disobeyed me, and it's me who will forgive you. Me who will forgive you. There's a massive, beautiful amazement in the world, amongst the skies and the heavens and the earth and the angels. They know that this person used to do these sins night and day, and Allah is announcing to him that he's forgiven. Allah says he's my criminal, isn't he? He's my creation. Why do you worry? Why do you worry? Why do you have an issue? Go. I forgive this person. I announce it. I've told you. He's my servant. I am such a Rabb. Allah says, I'm such a Rabb. Subhanallah. Allah is so merciful, so bountiful. And a person with iman should go to Jahannam? How can this be? I cannot understand this. We can't even repent. We can't even repent. We can't even ask dua to Allah. Today's night is the night of tawbah, the night of Jummah. Alhamdulillah. Do tawbah. Repent. Your fortune will change. Your destiny will change. Rahmah of Allah Ta'ala will come. Allah's rahmah will come. Such a great statement, great point, great fact. And number two, don't delay. Soon as you get the chance, maybe, we think, oh, I've got more life. Sari'ul Iqab also means this, that Allah says, hurry up, maybe your time has come, and you've just got 5 breaths left. And within these 5 breaths, if you repent, all of the previous sins forgiven, all of them. All of the, and you have gone across the top of the peaks of the mountains, and Jannah's waiting for you. You've gone beyond that limit where you thought you couldn't go. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm Ghafoorur Rahim. You've repented, you've got the forgiveness, you've reached to the peaks. And the bandit, the criminal, the adulterer, alcoholic, the person who swears at people, abuses people, he does tawbah, Allah says, Rahim. Allah says, you've done my tawbah, see what I do, how I accept. When my servant repents, I'm telling you the truth and the reality and the haqq, and this will have come in your life. If it hasn't, it will come. Then listen. A thief, bandit, everything. You have all the titles. You've spent time in jail. You've left. You've come out and you do tawbah. Allah says, I am Ghafoorur Rahim. Aha. Allah says, what will be the physical, visible tawbah that you do? Allah says, I come towards you. I come near to you. That same tongue, those people that used to call you the thief, those same tongues will say, Assalamu alaikum, Hazrat, Sheikh Saab, this sahab, oh pious person, Mawlana sahib, they will start to respect that person. His respect will increase, his sins will decrease. Everything in their nature and the creation will recognize that person who has repented. And Allah Ta'ala says the respect will go so high that he becomes famous and popular in the generation in which he's living and the people around him. He's recognized. And this is the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah. Is this not the case? Is this not history? Let's see this. How much karam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We need to see our lives. What were we? And today, assalamu alaikum, mashallah, you're looking good. You're pious, you've changed, you've got nur and light on your face. Mashallah, you're a good person, respectful person. And they're sitting together. Oh, give him some way, give him some way. And then after a few minutes, think, what were you before? What did you used to do? Your bad actions, your evil, your sin. What did you do? You did tawbah, you repented, Allah ta'ala accepted you. Allah ta'ala accepted you, transformed you. Aha, I remember an event. Shall I tell you, share it? You will shake if you listen to this. You will shake. I remember this event. Subhanallah. Hazrat Suba bin Najjaz, rahmatullah alayh. He was a famous muhaddith from the muhaddithin. Great muhaddith, teaching hadith, shaykhul hadith. And subhanallah, I remember this person and the event that I'm going to share with you. And he was a muhaddith, muhaqqiq, teacher of his time, of his generation. And he was such a great muhaddith that he, in the hadith, he was Amirul Mu'mineen of hadith. He was given that title. He used to give dars and the gathering used to come around him. All people from so far and wide would come to join that gathering. From far and wide they would come to his halaqa, to listen to his halaqa, to listen to his dars. He was famous, popular in his generation, in his time. From all the muhaddithin, he was that famous and popular. And while he was giving dars or reciting hadith, and after giving dars, this was his habit, he'd go back home. He would go back home. And he had a horse, he sat on his horse, and he was going back towards his home. And in the way, the villages or localities or alleyways or streets or city, he would pass through a town, and there was a person living there. And that individual, he was the bandit, the gangster of his time, of that area. You know, in all areas you have bandits, gangsters. I'm the gangster of this. This is my manor. Who are you to come here? Cross my path. I will do this and that. And gangsters, they take people's money, beat people, banditry. They strike fear into people's hearts. So he was like that, this person. So Thawb bin Hajjaz, rahmatullah alayhi, after the dars, he was going back home on his horse. And the gangster saw him and he came into being. He knew that this is a sheikh. He's pious. He's a muhaddith. He came and he grabbed the rein of the horse, of sheikh's horse, the rein. He said, "Sheikh, where are you coming from? Have you taught people? Have you given the bayan? Have you mentioned the hadith? Tell me a hadith." Such a big sheikh, great sheikh, muhaddith. And he's playing games with him. And he felt sad, that disrespect and how he's speaking. So he stayed silent and he said, "That you, are you conscious? What are you saying? Dars, is this a place where I have to mention the hadith? And this is your tariqah, your method? Do you know who I am? I'm Abdullah bin Salma. Do you know who I am?" He said, "The gangster, tell me hadith. The hadith that you taught the people, tell me the hadith as well. Share this with me." Then again, Sheikh, he tried to remind him and explain to him. And then a point came to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can say inspiration. There was a hadith in his mind. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrates this hadith. And he presented that hadith. He said that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that that person whose shame is finished, he who has no shame, he can carry on doing whatever he wants, but he becomes an animal. He becomes an animal. He said this hadith. When the shame of a person is eliminated, gone, disappeared, then whatever is within that person, he's got the animal instincts. He can do whatever he wants. He's got total freedom. He can do whatever sins he wants. He will never understand and appreciate the sins. In other words, because the shame is gone, there's no haya within that person. Allahu Akbar. That's it. From Allah, the time comes, my friends, the opportunity comes. There's always a time that everybody has a time and opportunity to accept the nasiha, the advice, the time of the fadl of Allah. It doesn't take time, doesn't take long. Allah Ta'ala's fazl, within a minute, the life of that person can change. Within a minute. And when he said these words, then Abdullah bin Musalma said, his heart shook at that time. The gangster. And suddenly the whole body was a unique and weird feeling. And he started to shake and he said, "Sheikh, that I was joking with you and I was mocking you. I was jesting against you. I was disrespecting you. I was about to do more. And I just said this to you in joking. And what is this you've said to me? What have you said to me? What's happened to me? That's it. He started to cry and said, Allah, I had turned to you. And he said to the Shaykh, Allah. And he said, Shaykh, totally, I turn to you. And I seek from my Lord forgiveness, all of my sins. Allah, forgive me. That's all he said. And Allah Ta'ala promised, Innahu la ghafurur rahim. Allahu Akbar. And soon as he uttered these words from his mouth, that same gangster, bandit, joker, who used to do bad things, very famous in the world as a sinner, dirty and evil, alhamdulillah, he became the student of who? Soba bin Hajjaz, the muhaddith. And what happened? Rahim. I'm telling you about Allah's rahmah now. I told you Allah is rahim, innit? The same gangster, bandit, where does Allah Ta'ala take him? To the high maqam in this world while he's living. The same Abdullah bin Musalma becomes the student of the muhaddith. And such a student, that until today the world is amazed that the student of that sheikh, and who's his sheikh? Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh. Subhanallah. Abu Dawud, rahmatullah alayh. Pick up the history and you'll see this. His name's in the kitabs. Today, this is the condition of his tawbah, his apprentice, Abdullah bin Musalma. That today, if somebody reads a hadith, wants to learn hadith, any student, until you cannot be a complete student, until unless you do not become the student of this sheikh, until qiyamah, his face, the light and the benefit and influence will spread of that person. What was he and what did he become? My brothers, tawbah is a great thing. Repentance is a great thing. Allah Ta'ala's promises are great in the Quran. Do not wait. Do not delay. Number one, don't follow the whispering of shaitan. What will happen? After doing tawbah, repenting, alhamdulillah, those things that we are scared of, more than that we will attain. We think people are joking against us. What's happened to him? He thinks he's this and that. Allah Ta'ala says, don't joke, don't jest, rather your respect will increase. Your respect will increase, and in the eyes of people, you'll become something else. So when you do tawbah, what you do? True tawbah, solid tawbah. That Allah Ta'ala accepts this tawbah. May Allah Ta'ala give to me and everyone true tawbah, and to you also the ability to do true honest tawbah before we pass away. Whenever you get an opportunity, you hear about tawbah, someone says about tawbah, sheikh says about tawbah, lower your necks, humble yourselves and do tawbah, repent straight away with the fadl of Allah. Inshallah, after the majlis, if somebody wants to do tawbah, tonight's night is a very great night. Have courage, come forward. Inshallah, we'll do collective tawbah, sitting down together. Do not deter. Do not be afraid. Maybe this bayan is kept for that person, and we are a guest of a few days, just more, in this world, and we have to depart. We don't have to buy a ticket. We don't need a visa. We don't need a passport. They have all been made. Everything's prepared. Everything's ready. Just the time is waiting. What is left? That just the seat has to be shown. Here, come. For example, your car has come. Please sit in here, sir. And that's all we're waiting for, the transport to come. So stay, the cars come, the guards with you, the chauffeur's with you. Please sit down. Here's your passport, here's your visa, here's the time. Entry, come, present yourself. The car's about to come. Just think like that. The petrol's there, the diesel's there, fuel's there. Everything's laden for us for that journey after death. So these are very precious moments, very precious. These majalis, sitting, dhikr of Allah collectively, all of these actions, alhamdulillah, that's what we attain from these things. Akhirah, hereafter, Jannah, paradise, Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, the life changes and improves. So my brothers, inshallah, we'll do dhikr now. Allah Ta'ala, He has given us guidance and told us beautiful words today. Any brother, sister, if they want to do tawbah, alhamdulillah, have courage, after the majlis come. And we will do tawbah with them as well, and we will be successful, and that person's, all of those sins will be forgiven. And inshallah, and if the waswasa comes, shaitan's whispering, Allah says, these will come. But very much so, you have to make a decision that do you want to follow the waswasa, the whispering of shaitan, or oppose that? Don't reject such a great opportunity that Allah Ta'ala is offering us, and we leave that. Totally never let that occur. Come forward, come to Allah, go to Allah, say, Allah, I repent today, please forgive me, Allah, forgive me, and see how Allah will give such great rewards at that time. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do this, all of us. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.